This is a production of Cornell University.
All right, I'm going to call this meeting to order. It is 5:33, and it's Monday, September 15th. I just want to thank everybody for coming out today, especially those online and in person as well. We're kind of going to give the hybrid model a go here and see what everybody thinks about it. Definitely would like feedback after the meeting on what everybody thought about this, and we'll kind of go from there as far as next week. So I want to move on to a little bit of an introduction. We've kind of had a tough week, you know, after some different resignations, and I just want to thank Genesis for, you know, stepping up to the plate and helping me out, and it's definitely been, you know, a lot going on this week trying to get everything set up for this meeting. We have a very important meeting today with a lot of important elections due to the different vacancies on the executive committee. So I just want to thank everybody for their patience today as we just kind of, you know, we're both very new to running a GPSA meeting, of course, so we, you know, thank you for working with us and all the support that we've gotten this week. It's just been awesome. With that, we'll get into the roll call.
Chris Meekland. Matthew Bulch. Samuel Brent Thoddy. Charles Day.
Present.
Jordan Doxel. Matthew Drescher, Cody Jewell,
here.
Ruth Epstein,
here.
Natalie Gonzalez. Preston Hamley.
Here.
Amar Anandapalli.
Here.
David Pent.
Here.
Alexandra Pujastova.
Here.
Dorothy Lanes.
Present.
Jack Levin. Genesis Lee.
Here.
Shannon Liu.
Present.
Stephanie Lopez. Harshad Mehta.
Here.
Morena Manelli.
Here.
Chris O'Connor.
Here.
Christine O'Neill.
I think she's...
here. Alexandra Pressure.
Here.
Damian Sharp.
Here.
Caroline Steinberg.
Present.
Meredith Welch.
Here.
And Henry Williams.
Present.
Okay. And we have 20 members present.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, so looks like the people online are having trouble hearing us, so I might just kind of mosey over to the front for a little bit to kind of talk to them and you guys as well. So I'll get back to you guys. Can you guys hear me online okay?
Yes, I can hear you. Now you're very clear now.
Okay, great. All right, so I've got roll call done. Just want to open up for different like late additions to the agenda. So if anybody have any motions they'd like to put forward? Okay. All right, so we'll move on to approving the meeting minutes from last week's or 2 weeks ago's meeting from August 30th.
Anybody have any amendments or additions or points of clarification with that? So I guess we can move to approve the meeting minutes. Does anybody have any objection to approving those unanimously? So I guess we'll move on then. All right, so we'll move on to the new business. We have important night of elections tonight. We're electing the president, executive vice president, VP of operations council, and then the appropriations chair as well. So I just wanted to kind of make a motion. According to the charter, being the vice president of operations in the vacancy of the executive vice president, I just kind of wanted to assume that role, and then from there, run for president. Just, you know, so we can make it more of a like fair election. So I guess I'll take any motions for president. Anybody would like to nominate themselves or nominate somebody else for that election?
I'll nominate you, president.
Okay.
I'll start as a motion.
Okay, awesome. So I'll accept that. If you'd like, maybe kind of give the chair over to you, so that way you'd be able to preside over the election, since I don't really want to preside over my own election. Yes?
Yep, I'll do it.
It looks like Fabio has your hand in.
Yeah, hi. I just had two questions quickly before the election, if that's okay?
Sure.
So just
for
clarification, who is eligible to run for these positions, and who is
eligible to vote for each position? So according to the GPSHR rules today, only voting members are eligible in like the absence of this, like a position on the executive committee. Only voting members of the GPSA are eligible to run for those positions. But then all members of the GPSA are eligible to vote in those elections. So is that am I correct, Wendy? Okay. Does that answer your question?
Well, so the clarification that when I looked at it, true for positions that were filled and now have to be refilled, but not every position was the same, if I'm correct about that?
I'm not sure I'm understanding your question.
So, per my understanding, position is open the first time around, the second time it gets limited only to voting members. Is that correct? Or is there a position that has been open throughout?
So, I guess the only position that, correct me if I'm wrong, Wendy, all of the positions have been filled at some point this year since the last election, correct? So then that wouldn't change that. So these are filling vacancies from resignations.
Okay.
Any more questions inside online? All right, yes. I'll hand it over to you, Nick.
Hey everyone.
Preston, would you like to say a couple of words, or?
Yeah, no, I can do that, for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Alright, so I'll kind of reintroduce myself to those who weren't here last week, but I'm Preston Hanley, a second year MPA. I'm from Peoria, Illinois, went to undergrad in Iowa at St. Ambrose University. I graduated there in December with a poli-sci degree. I have like an interest in politics and government administration, looking to work in Washington after graduation. I think I'd be a good fit for this position, the passion for government and shared governance, especially with Cornell system, making sure that the graduate school and its students are fairly represented in the different capacities, whether it be in this room or with the university assembly. I think it's very important that we make sure that everybody's voices are heard and I can be a kind of a megaphone to move on anything that you guys might want to see changed. So with that, I appreciate everybody's support and everybody who helped me get to this point. Thank you.
Thank you, Preston. And with that, are there any questions for Preston on Zoom or in person? All right. Oh, yes, James.
I think for just guidance going forward, it would be helpful for people who don't know what happened with, in the case of the previous president.
Yeah, I think.
So James asked for guidance as to what happened to the previous president, and I'm going to yield the floor to Preston.
Yeah, so after the last meeting, the previous president let everybody know his resignation. There were some concerns from other students and with himself of not maybe being able to fulfill the duties of president, and so he chose to resign. Let's give a question online. Andy?
Hi, Preston. What are the three issues that you think are most important for graduate professional students?
Yeah, so I think definitely making sure that we're getting more funding, because whether that be different scholarships to help offset the cost of tuition, funding for different research programs and internships, and just kind of let students have a better experience here, more hands-on practical experience would be something that I'd like to see. I think that last year was kind of a highlight issue, and might still be an issue this year, working with COVID and making sure that the administration knows our concerns as far as vaccines and testing mandates go, and making sure that we're being represented in those conversations, whether it be moving to a hybrid option and different things like that. I think those are really important issues that are relevant right now. Third one, I would say, would probably be working with the different committees, especially the diversity of international students committees, and making sure that those groups are represented on the university level and as in the GPSA. I think those are some of the more important groups and voices that need to be heard on different topics. Any more questions?
Seeing no more questions, we're going to move to the vote. So the way we're going to do this is everyone that is a member of the GPSA, regardless of whether you're ex officio voting or not voting, you are allowed to vote for the executive board positions. It is done by a secret ballot. So I'm going to ask Wendy, if you can, to send a link to vote on Zoom. And then for the people in the room, does anyone have pen and paper? All right, so your options are Preston Hanley or abstain. So go ahead and vote, and then I will come and collect the papers.
I'm also paperless.
Do we
you should vote.
You should vote.
Okay.
Second nomination.
Yeah, Damien Sharp. Anybody else? Anybody online? All right. Well, I will hand over Damien, who drives out.
Yes. It would be my pleasure.
Christian student from Virginia originally, equally very interested in politics and hope to be in D.C. after this. I'm here because I think it's been a tough start for GPSA this semester, and I'd like to see it get back on track. I'd like to see us become a little bit more transparent with the graduate school community and engage with them and increase some communication. So that's why I'm here today, and I hope you will elect me as your executive vice president.
I hand it over to you.
Awesome. Thank you, sir.
All right, so do we have any questions for Damian?
I have a question. So since the executive board is going to be fully master students, I guess this is more of a question to the entire executive board, including you as a nominee. How do you guys plan to represent graduate students, particularly PhD students, in the GPSA?
I think that that's a great question. So thank you. I think that starts with communication, simply because I'm a master student or the entire executive board is full of master students doesn't mean we can't communicate with PhD students. I think that comes with transparency and communication. If you're willing to work with me and the rest of the executive board, excuse me, then I think we can get a lot done this year. So that's my answer to the question.
Thank you.
Can you just do us a favor, repeat any questions that are said here in the audience? People on Zoom can't hear it.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm typing
back in here.
Okay. So your question was, how can an executive board of master's students best represent all constituencies, especially PhD students? Any more questions? We can get started with the voting.
Thank you.
extension. So my name is Damien Sharp, the new executive vice president. Congratulations, Damien. So we'll move to the third part of the elections. We're going to look to fill the vice president of operations seat that was vacated this evening. So if anybody would like to step forward, nominate themselves, nominate somebody else for that position. Get into the elections for this one as well. PSA is we're in fee setting year, and so at this point there aren't any members on the Appropriations Committee, so we'd really like to see some people get involved in order to help set the fee so that we can make sure that graduate students are represented in that process and make sure that the different organizations and functions that are funded by that get funded and that the students are able to take part in those different things. So do we have any nominations for that position? If you have any interest or know of anybody who might have any interest, definitely reach out to the executive committee and we'd like to talk with them for sure. So, move to the next part.
What we got ahead of us.
Hi, just have a question. Could I get some clarification on the election process with the First Nation National Student Committee chair, because that was not held at a meeting. And I was under the impression that they had to be public elections and could not. So I just wanted to get some clarification on that.
So what you were referring to was an election held by the past president over the summer.
Right, and also just the clarification that was an unopened position, so it should have been free for the entire student body to run, per my understanding.
Preston, we did not hold elections for the Diversity and International Students Committee.
Okay. Thanks for the clarification, Kristen.
Yeah, so, yes, of course. That position is currently vacant.
All right, thank you.
Of course.
Okay. So, Wendy, you need to run an election for that one as well.
Sorry, also just to clarify the previous question I had, since it was an unopened position, would that mean now it's now open to the entire student body?
I believe that is correct. Yes.
Okay. In which case, I might like to suggest that the position stays open until the next meeting, just so people are more aware of it and representatives have a chance to contact their students, but I'm not a voting member, so I'm
going
to leave that up to the assembly
to
decide.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, and for clarification, that position was never filled. It always remained open throughout the summer. And now.
Point of information.
Wendy?
The only interview does for people that can't hear me on Zoom.
Okay.
Over the summer, there were applications that were submitted, and we actually, I don't mean to bump heads with you, Christine, from Christine when she was in the role, we guessed that the position had been filled and there was a new chair. And that's the position, that's the person that's on the website right now as the chair of the Diversity and International Students
Committee. Okay, so Wendy said that she received an email from Christine in the summer saying that position was filled and there is a member online who is serving that position. So
the candidates we actually had for the Diversity and International Students Committee, they're present now. They include Mavis, and Janice is also, is on that committee. I believe Parshad Mehta as well. But as for the chair, I don't recall ever filling that position.
I don't believe that's correct, because Prashant is the current chair of the meeting right now. So I'm not exactly sure.
Yes, I'm from the committee, and it says Prashant is the chair. It says that on the website.
Thank you, something to add?
Yeah, point of privilege, I guess. Can we take a two minute recess?
Yeah.
Thank you. That's a motion that needs to be voted on.
Yeah.
All
right. So,
okay.
We'll let Janice speak real quick.
I think it's largely what was just suggested that we would either he took a break now or we could make sure that we're just
review all of the actions that took place over the summer. I'm not sure it can happen as quickly as 5 minutes, but we'll certainly do our best. It'll be in the records if there whatever the result is. Could just be that there was a lot of confusion this summer. So, but if there was an action taken, we will have record of it.
Okay, awesome. So, are there any objections to having 2 minutes, or should we do 2 minutes?
Five.
For a 5 minute recess, any objections? Okay. Seeing there's no objections, we'll move for a 5 minute recess. So we will reconvene at 6:17. So if everybody's ready, we can be on. It's a little early. We got everything figured out. What we need to do next. So there was a procedural error. That position, there needs to be an election for that position. So we can definitely elect for Diversity International Students Chair position today. So are there any?
Might I recommend that we just hold off in case anyone that's online has stepped away for that full 5 minute period.
Oh, yeah, 2 minutes.
Yeah, sure. Exactly.
People who aren't here haven't yet.
Yeah, we do.
Thank you.
right, so appreciate everyone's patience as we're working through this. Wanted to go back, you know, rewind on 5 minutes. So we realized there was a procedural error in that position of the diversity and international students chair needs to be elected. So we're going to hold an election real quick. Open up the floor to any nominations for that position.
Can I nominate myself?
Okay.
Second.
Awesome. All right. So we have Prashad. And is there anybody else? Somebody online? Fabio?
Sorry, I'm nominating myself, but again, I'd really like just that the position be held open until the next meeting, given that this is a position that is open to the entire student body, and until a minute ago, nobody knew it was vacant. There could be plenty of people interested that field representatives might know of, but haven't been informed, which would make it quite an unfair election.
Okay, can I motion that we vote for Prashad to be interim chair until the next meeting so that the DISC can actually have functioning meetings, and then we have an election again afterwards if that's kind of a compromise that we can make?
Yeah, no, I think that's a good compromise. So if you guys want to vote on that, we can vote on that right now. Are there any objections to that?
I don't know if the people on Zoom heard.
So Nick says that we should make Prashad the interim Diversity International Student Committee chair, and then we can officially have the election in 2 weeks at the next meeting, so that way it gives ample time for us to communicate that vacancy with the graduate and professional school community, and just kind of increase engagement and inclusion and transparency as far as that goes. So with that being said, are there any objections to that? Okay, seeing none, we can move on, and we will hold that election in 2 weeks. Okay, so next order of business we're going to talk about today is the notice to rescind on Resolution 1 and Resolution 2. So some of you might know there were two resolutions that were passed over email voting over the summer. I've heard a lot of different concerns from the body about the way that those were passed, and they might have been rushed over the summer. So we wanted to kind of bring those back up for discussion. So we need a motion to rescind the resolutions previously adopted. So is there a motion for that?
So moved. Seconded.
Nick?
I'll second that.
Okay, awesome. So we can just kind of follow the regular rules for voting on a motion. We'll open up to debate and discussion. And then after that, we need to, since there wasn't ample previous notice given on this notice, we just kind of figured out our options to kind of re-discuss this, reopen this. So we need a two-thirds vote to pass these the notice to rescind once gone after we discuss and debate on the resolutions. Okay, so I guess I will open the floor to discussion on Resolution 1, approving a pre-internal budget expense.
I have a question. So we're reconsidering, not just rescinding?
Yeah. So in the online agenda and in the packet is Resolution 1, and basically the GBSA was looking to approve a budget expense of $100 to be able to, purchase the domain of the new website. The GBSA currently has a website run by the Office of the Assemblies, and the previous administration wanted to create a new one.
Was this money spent already?
No. This so both of these resolutions were sent to the president, but they had not been approved by President Pollack yet, so we're able to, you know, bring this back up as these, like, officially, they were passed. So the first resolution was passed 19-1 over Unova over the summer on July 28th. So this was sent to President Pollack and she hasn't reviewed it. Justice.
Are there, like, specific reasons behind, like, this motion? Because, like, I wonder why are they trying to build a new website, I guess, my question is.
Yeah, I mean, I think basically it was just, like, I think a preference. The question was, what's the need for the new website? So, like I said, the Office of the Assemblies currently has and hosts and maintains a website for the GPSA. It holds, like, the charter, the bylaws, a directory of the different members and committees, the executive committee, and it also has different functions where graduate professional students can kind of reach out. There's, like, an email line and, like, a contact us portion. This is also where applications are submitted for the different committees. Got it?
Would this website be maintained by the Vice President of Communications with the Office of Assemblies now?
Yes, this had been the original intention of the previous president to basically revamp the website in order to bolster the GPSA's presence, among other things, like creating, you know, new social media platforms as well. But yeah, the budget was simply to create that new website to, you know, refresh it.
As a follow-up question, I guess, well, A, we do have social media handles, but B, could the new Vice President of Communications talk about the benefits to having a website that would be separate from Office of Assemblies, especially within being on the Office of Assemblies webpage, that's given some connection to the other assemblies that students might stumble upon? What are, I guess, the pros and cons of having it separate?
So thank you so much for your question, Kavya. So I just want to do a little bit of background information here. So I just got elected as the VP for communications like 2 weeks ago. And right now I'm having an idea of creating a LinkedIn page for GPSA because there's no LinkedIn page for that for our organization. And I have been on the website and I guess, like, it is, we do need more advertisement, but I'm open to any suggestions or discussions, but, like, I don't know what is the point of making a brand new website where people already know, like, where to go. And then also, like, we can, as a committee, like, the communication committee can, like, readjust the website and then, like, make sure, like, you know, the information is clearly presented and also, like, communications, like, monthly newsletters are sent, like, regularly. So I'm very open to any questions or discussion or have any other questions?
No, I know. I'm really glad to hear the sound like great ideas, and I know you just got elected. I was just curious if this was a proposal from an old communications chair and you no longer see the need for it, then maybe that suggests that we don't need the money.
Yeah,
if you're not willing to use it.
Yeah, thank you so much for your suggestion and questions, because I also agree with you, because, like, I really don't see a point. So, I mean, I'm open to discussions, but anyways, I just don't know, like, what is the point?
Yeah, awesome. All right, so is there any more questions or points of discussion? Nick?
Hey, given that the current Vice President for Communications does not deem this necessary, I'm going to ask if we can have a motion to call the question and just go straight into a vote on rescinding Resolution 1.
All right, yeah, let's do it. So, again, I'm going to emphasize we need a two-thirds vote to rescind. So voting yes would be rescind, no to not rescind, to keep the resolution in place.
Thank you. voting.
Oh, yes. This would be only for voting members. Yes. No. So.
Do you have a question on that? Somebody's hand.
Sorry, how are we supposed to vote online? How would you prefer that?
Oh, and then you, I guess we can just, if you guys want to raise your hands in favor, we can just kind of do a old fashioned roll call here. So, everybody in favor of rescinding the resolution? We had 12 votes to rescind out of the 20 voting members present this evening, so that motion to rescind would fail. Okay. So we'll move on to the next item of business, which is to rescind resolution number 2, establishing a vice president for strategy and a vice president for administration on the executive committee.
Can I call a motion to reconsider?
So that's why we have 14 motions to rescind, which is 2/3 of the 20 voting members we have present this evening. So resolution 1 has been rescinded. So again, same thing for resolution 2. So resolution 2 is establishing a vice president for strategy and a vice president for administration on the executive committee. I can kind of read the abstract. So the DSHR Article 5, Section 5.01 establishes four officers, including the president, the executive vice president, the vice president for operations, and the vice president for communications. These DSA officers all serve vital functions with DSA, but they do not fulfill all functions needed to serve the ground of the professional community. Additionally, the small size of the executive committee relative to our competitor schools prevents the GPSA from recruiting volunteers to fill all the vacant roles that make up the GPSA. This phenomenon is attributable to the workload expected of the executive committee officers as well as the various standing committee chairs and members.
Therefore, the Assembly moves to create the roles of Vice President for Strategy and Vice President for Administration to perform vital roles that have thus far been filled on an ad hoc basis by the current Executive Committee members. The Vice President for Strategy and the Vice President for Administration will assume all responsibilities that are traditionally affiliated with managers of strategy and administration, thus ensuring that all GPSA business is administered by graduate professional students with the proper expertise. The residual effects will be a better work product, a reduced workload on all executive committee officers, an increased pool of volunteers who want to serve. So again, this was another resolution that was voted on. Wendy, was this? This one doesn't have a vote tally like the other one. Was this one actually voted on?
Yes, it was
voted. Yes, it was.
Okay.
Yeah, it's voted via email.
Do we have the numbers for that?
Yeah, it was 20-02.
Yeah. Okay. The vote count should be on there.
Okay. Was it in there? Okay. All right, so I can open up the floor for debate on this.
Yeah, so looking at the charter of the GPSA, specifically line 390, any changes to this document must be presented in writing at least one regularly scheduled meeting prior to the vote. Given that there were no regularly scheduled meetings over the summer, this resolution was illegally voted on, therefore it's invalid, and we do not need to vote to rescind it. It is rescinded per the charter of the GPSA.
Okay, alright, so Nick says that this resolution is invalid because it wasn't all changes to the charter needed to be voted on in a regular assembly meeting, not online over the summer, so we do not need to vote to rescind because it is a legitimate resolution. So we can move on. I guess that's not it. Okay. So that concludes business of the day. So we're going to move to reports from officers and different committee updates. So first one up would be the executive committee, which is myself as a presiding officer. So the last 2 weeks, two Tuesdays ago, I sat in on the university assembly meeting, and we discussed a lot of different things, especially University Assembly regarding mandating vaccines for the Cornell community. I know that there's a high vaccination rate among students and faculty, but there is kind of a lapse in the vaccination for employees. So that would kind of address that gap of vaccination. So that was something we didn't get passed, however, but I believe that in the next University Assembly meeting, that will definitely be readdressed. Another point from this week, just working with Genesis to kind of make sure that tonight's meeting and the election ran smoothly, so I want to give her a shout out for that. Give a shout out to Wendy and Gina. And then for the operations update, I guess that would be doing the elections tonight, making sure that we fill some vital roles in the executive committee, kind of make sure that we can proceed and start writing resolutions and add it to the business of the GPSA to better impact the graduate school community. The appropriations committee chair is vacant, so we won't be hearing from them. I'm looking for Genesis. Do you want to address?
So, hello everybody, I am in person. I didn't introduce myself yet, so my name is Genesis Lee. I'm a first generation college student and also grad student studying a master's in public administration here at Cornell. So I'm very happy to be elected as the VP for communication because I do think that this is a really good chance to represent the student body and also clearly communicate among the student body and also like within the organization. And I know that the situation right now within our organization is a little
board for them to create a LinkedIn page for GPSA, and also like working closely with Preston and Damien, and also push out on like, you know, international student body and diversity and inclusion issues. So looking forward to the next monthly newsletter, I guess.
All right, thank you, Genesis. Next we have Caroline. Finance committee, would you like to say anything?
Hi, nothing much. We have our meetings on the first Tuesday of every month if anybody wants to join us. We also have two open positions for commissioners, so if you would like to serve as a commissioner, please reach out to me and we can get you started.
All right, thank you, Caroline. David?
Hi, so I'm Dave Kent. I'm the chair of the Student Advocacy Committee. We had our first meeting last week. We had a sort of meandering conversation, so there's not much material to report about that yet, but we're meeting again next week to sort of get some structure to it. And I guess I'll say I'm very open. I would love to hear any concerns that people have. You can email me or come to the community meeting, which I'll put on the website soon.
All right, thank you. Bashar?
Hi, everybody. So I know currently the International Diversity Committee is kind of a bit of a turmoil, but let me just introduce myself. I am Harshad Mehta. I'm from India, and I'm a dentist. I have worked previously in COVID, and my main job was to provide equitable healthcare to everybody. And being a part of Diversity and Inclusion Committee, I want to specify that anybody who faces a lack of inclusion, that should not be a thing which, you know, hinders you from progress. And I make sure that everybody feels included, and international students have a voice at GPSA.
Awesome, thank you. Next up, we have Cody.
Hi, yeah, so just to throw some of the chaos under the pile, I should just clarify that I'm the acting chair of the faculty board committee. So I have been the chair for the last 2 years, and I am currently serving as the acting person in that role. And that one unfilled at the end of the year last year, so that's something that I hope get addressed in the coming meeting. But for now, what's happening is they gave out the awards at the end of the year, just after the final GPSA meeting. We had made the decision to postpone the ceremony to this fall in the hope that we could do some amount of in-person celebration for the faculty award. Let me back up for a second. For those of you that are new, the Faculty Awards Committee is tasked with giving out awards every year to from the GPSA to faculty for teaching, mentoring, and advising. So it's a really fun task that we are given, and we basically accept nominations in the spring and give out the award at the end of the spring. And it's given to a couple traditionally three or four faculty members for these different attributes for teaching, mentoring, and advice. So as I said, we gave out the awards, we made our decisions on those awards at the end.
quick question. So from the email that I received this afternoon, it says that there's a vacant position for master's students representative, and I was wondering if that's still a vacancy and if I could still nominate people, or should I wait for the next meeting?
That's typically done in division breakout, and the divisions will elect the voting members internally. They'll caucus and elect. So since we didn't have division breakout, it's up to you to decide if you want to have a GPSA-wide election or wait until we have division breakouts next meeting.
I mean, I think it would be good to kind of wait for Becca. Do you have something to add?
It's on something different, so if you...
Okay.
We can't hear what conversation is happening, but yeah, I can wait.
So they're talking about the opening in the general voting member for the master's programs, and whether or not we wanted to open that up to the GPSA or wait until we have the like breakouts for within the different divisions. Abby, did you have a question?
A little related to that, I guess I was just wondering for some of the other positions that weren't filled today, what happens if voting members aren't interested in it? Does it then get open to just the GPSA membership, the entire student body? How does that work?
So I believe that it's the entire student body at that point. So I know that we'll be looking to send out some emails to the graduate school community. I'm sure Genesis would like to, if you have any concerns about that, you can direct those to Genesis, and we'll be happy to field any questions you might have about that.
Oh, okay.
All right, Becca?
Thank you. So, kind of a totally different topic, I hope that's okay. So I just wanted to bring to everyone's attention the two resolutions that were passed over the weekend in the Faculty Senate that are related to graduate and professional students, especially those of us with teaching responsibilities. So the first resolution was on adopting university policies for reasonable accommodation for faculty, instructors, staff, and students during the pandemic. And the second resolution is on faculty discretion to teach online if students are infected or where classroom conditions make social distancing difficult when possible. So I've been in contact with the sponsors of these resolutions from the Faculty Senate. And from the beginning, they've been extremely mindful of the role of student instructors as it was reflected in the documents, the text of these resolutions that we've had. I just wanted to throw this on the table in case any other GPSA members would be interested in following up with our own advocacy efforts. One of the most simple things I can imagine that we could do is to literally mirror the faculty resolutions and just, you know, put GPSA on it. I guess the biggest problem with something like that would be the amount of time that it would take to turn it around. Just given how infrequently we meet, so other people might have some other ideas of more meaningful things that we can do to advocate for each other. I'm no longer actually a voting member, and I'm not sure that I technically have any roles in GPSA right now. But if anyone else who does have a role is interested in taking this up, I'd be happy to help coordinate and work with you. I don't think that I'm the best person to take the lead. I mean, I guess I'm especially thinking about help from the student advocacy community, so I don't know if there's anyone interested, but you can, and I guess I'm just through the link in the chat for those who are interested. But I think that there should be, I think we need to think something in response to some of this organizing. Yeah. And I guess I can throw my email address in the chat too.
Right, awesome. Thank you very much, Becca. All right, does anybody have anything else that they wanted to add? Nick?
Yeah, I just wanted to let everyone know that there are openings on the University Assembly Committees, and they need to be staffed by graduate and professional students. Specifically, the GPSA needs to appoint one GPSA member to the Codes and Judicial Committee, one GPSA member to the Campus Committee of Infrastructure, Technology, and the Environment, and one GPSA member to the Campus Welfare Committee, and then one general graduate or professional student to the Codes and Judicial Committee, to the Campus Committee on Infrastructure, Technology, and the Environment, and the Campus Welfare Committee. So that's six positions coming from the ranks of graduate and professional students.
Okay, and those are appointments those will have to be voted on, correct?
You can appoint them.
Okay. So if you want, after this meeting, do you want to send out, I guess, I think I have an email for you that I can forward. Yeah, so I have an email for Nick with more details on those positions that I can forward out to everybody, just so if anybody is interested, they can reach out in order to staff those different positions. Anybody else have anything they want to add before 7? Genesis?
So right now I'm creating the LinkedIn page, as I just said, but is there a way to get a full list of like everybody's name and last name so like I could easily like find them and then like include them onto the page? You know what I'm saying? Like invite them to the page.
You mean like in creating a group?
LinkedIn page to encourage people to follow that page.
Yeah, I mean, I think we can definitely we can do that, or we can just advertise once it's created. Well, yeah, once Genesis creates that, and we're also looking to gain access to the rest of the GPSA social media accounts, so Genesis. We can also send that out. So I talked with Genesis prior to this meeting about wanting to start sending out newsletters after like every GPSA meeting, like sending out a newsletter to the graduate school community, just you know, to increase transparency and engagement, so that we're not just some group of people who are just making decisions. We want to kind of actively, you know, give them an active role. At this point, we only have one use per month of the listserv, but I think that maybe a resolution we might want to consider in the following weeks is trying to petition to gain one or two more uses of the listserv per month, so that way we can kind of increase engagement, transparency, are able to send out those newsletters after the meetings, but while also not using up our listserv uses of the month. So you know, at this point we're kind of constrained only one time. I think it would be beneficial to everybody if we could use it just a little bit more. So that's something if you guys have any thoughts about that, reach out to me and the other executive members, and you know, we might get something thrown together to do that. But look for us to shoot out an email either this evening or most likely tomorrow. We're kind of following the footsteps of the faculty senate. They do a similar, or I believe it's the employee senate, they do a similar newsletter just to kind of let everybody know what's going on. So it's definitely something that we want to start doing for the benefit of everybody. Anything else?
Sorry, just a quick note. I have some social media accounts with the last communications chair. I sent them to James and the personal link, but I can come over to you right now.
Yeah, that would be great. Okay, so it's 6:52. I think we've wrapped up. We've gotten everything covered on the agenda. If nobody has anything else, we have any motions to suspend the meeting.
So I have a quick question. When will we get an opportunity to meet the different members within the different GPSA committees?
Yeah, so I mean, I think with the hybrid format, it's a little difficult to do the breakout rooms, so that might be something we need to revisit, and I definitely am open to a lot of the feedback on this hybrid format. I want a diverse amount of opinions to see like what works best, so that way we know what's the best course of action moving forward. like I asked, is there a reason that these meetings can't simply be on Zoom? We could, but I think that, you know, there's a decent number who would like to be in person, but I think it's important to also keep the option to Zoom for others who don't feel comfortable or have other obligations to be in person. So I think it's important to kind of to appease both of those.
Just to follow up on that, perhaps the committee, the various committees could meet ahead of the GPSA meeting so that there's anything to discuss within the committee before it is presented, before the entire GPSA meeting itself.
Yeah, no, I think that the Caroline, that's definitely...
That is in the bylaws, yes. So each committee usually does meet ahead of each meeting like this. So you would get that opportunity.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, yeah, no, I think that's a good idea. We can look into that. And again, I want everybody to reach out and just kind of get some general feedback and any suggestions they might have for conducting the meetings in the future.
I also had a question or quick point of clarification. There is also a vacancy on the programming board. Is there not, or did I miss that?
So, yeah, I was talking about that with Gina and Wendy. That might be something that we were unclear whether or not the programming board is a part of the GPSA or if it's a separate byline funded entity. Do you have anything to add to that, Gina?
It's not a part of the GPSA.
Yeah, we had a lengthy discussion. So it's a byline funded organization, not actually part of the GPSA. So there wouldn't really be very complicated to have somebody sit as a voting member of the GPSA since the GPSA is a funding org. So I'm not quite sure how that came to be, and we were going to try and untangle it through, again, a review of the documents that led us to believing that was the case. So it's a little bit part of the summer confusion. But if you have any thoughts on that, I really would welcome it. Thank you.
Thank you for clarifying, Gina.
Yep.
All right, thank you both for that. Anything else anybody wants to add? Okay, 6:56, we can call this meeting to order.
Kavya just posed a question. She's asking, you know, about the programming board having been a member for years.
We're still trying to figure that out. If it has, it also may, we just need to find out where that started and what their role is, and if there is an exception, what are the parameters of that, because it is a fully funded byline organization, as is the GPSA. So it would be very odd for it to be a member. We're just trying to figure that out so it's very clear and transparent, and not trying to say it is or isn't, but at first glance, it doesn't make sense. We're just trying to understand.
Got it. Thank you.
That we can adjourn this meeting. We'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Again, if anyone has any questions, feel free to reach out. The executive committee will be more than happy to field your questions. Thank you, everybody.
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.